All right. So I... that's not going to work. It's not going to work one bit. Let's try to prop this iPad up in a different area so that it was easier to kind of glance over at, kind of where the car stereo is. But it's not working. Well, I don't know. It looks like it might work, but it definitely is prone to fall if I, you know, accelerate quickly or something like that. So this is actually more convenient and less dangerous than where it was, but strap the iPad to the steering wheel. Yep, I'll strap the iPad to my face. How about that? Yeah, I don't think this is gonna work. I'll leave it here for a sec while I'm still, you know, in town and, you know, stopping at stoplights and stuff, but probably move it once I hit the freeway. I got my oil changed, got my car serviced. This morning. Got that taken care of. So now that's out of the way. The guy who regularly changed your oil went to prison for strangling his girlfriend and you don't go there anymore. He's like, yeah, because he's probably the best guy that's ever changed your oil. If he's in prison, what's the point? I've never taken a car to one of those oil change places, but I've been with people who have, and that stuff always seems nuts. Like those, the people there, the procedure, the upsell on like meaningless, you know, upgrades to your service and stuff. But it's like they. It's just like dudes under your car, you know, on the get it on the rack, and then they all talk like this. Bay 3 needs some 30. Look, it's a lot of like them shouting to other people, like to bring them the oil or whatever. And they all will talk like this. Gotta bring this over here. Need this or Bay 3. That's just. Really want to rotate your tires, except they didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't really rotate my tires on this car the way that you would, because it's, they're different sizes, front and rear, so, you know, you can't really rotate them. Lexus do oil change, tire rotate for free? Yeah, they might. I don't know. I'm not taking this car back to the dealership. I have a better way to handle that stuff. And I don't think they do it for free, because I keep getting coupons from them saying like, "Hey, you're due for your service. Come in. We'll give you a deal." It's like, no, there's no deals at the fucking dealership. Plus, if I end up taking this thing to the dealership, then it's gone for like a full day, and I have to get a loaner and all this other crap, and this is, it is way inconvenient to take this car to the place where I got it. Sing it, Stevie Ray! Make that guitar cry! Thank you. Nope, nope. Sing that shit, Toto. Glad this is this song and not the fucking original, the song that this sample's from. What are my sizes Japanese style? Like for clothes? My size in clothes Japanese style is don't buy clothes in Japan because I am over 6 feet tall. And large. Seems like it would be problematic to live in Japan being this tall, but the benefit would be anytime you see any other tall person in Japan, you can talk over the crowd of people. You kind of get your own airspace for conversations that you can have, you know, at a convention like TGS or something like that. You see someone 20 feet away, you're like, hey, what's up, man? Just wave and have a conversation because there's a sea of people that are at basically chest height. Well then. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Yeah, it seems like it's the type of town I can spend a few days in, and then I have to get the fuck out of Miami before I get a disease or fucking accidentally fall asleep on this dirty-ass beach. Ugh. Miami seemed super gross when I went. The thing that bums me out, you know what? The thing that really is disappointing to me is that Will Smith is a very capable rapper. I think he's got a lot to offer. If you look at his early shit, he's got... Will Smith got bars, kid. But, like, shit like this, you know, it's like, whatever. It's like pop hit, like, fine, but... But he's capable of more. Oh, good. Jessica Simpson. I feel you on that one, game.
Make sure still dropping those hits on you. And another reminder coming at you about tonight. Don't forget, actually starting at 5 p.m. Eastern. As soon as I step up out of here, it is officially the day where DJ Ski puts in his overtime. So at 5 p.m. Eastern, he's going to be taking over, of course, live from Hollywood, California, in the Ski Lodge. And he's going to hold you down for the remainder of the night. But he's going to jump everything off with that 30-minute ski mix first. Then he's going to come through with the top 10 countdown. And then later on tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 on the West, he's going to be hitting you up with his mix show live from L.A. So don't miss out today.
Dang, DJ Ski, you were putting in that overtime. Truck here's full of tires, and they're not in this pickup truck in a safe, tightly laced fashion. I don't see any ropes going through these tires to keep them in here. Seems fucking crazy dangerous.
Thank you.
It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. It is both. This bone I've got here for you is both thuggish and it's ruggish. Extremely ruggish. Damn, it's so ruggish in here. All this, it is similar to, but not entirely like a rug. Sorry, just clearing my throat.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care.
Yeah, kind of. Let's see what else is on here. Well, okay. Sorry, just trying to get the radio edit going here. Just clean it up for people.
Now you should follow and stay updated on Twitter. It's Shade45.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Not really in the mood. kind of wish this was Ice Cube. Wouldn't mind hearing a little Check Yourself right about now. I don't really have anything against the message, but, you know, it's, Steely Dan for the ride in, you know, it's morning, just cruising through Tiburon, rolling through the Ron, as I like to call it, just from the streets. I'm from the streets. The hard streets of Belvedere, California, it's pretty real, it's keep pretty real. R.E.M., Men on the Moon, Andy Kaufman, yo, keep it real street, keep it a street.
Yeah.
Ugh. Phil Collins stepping in to save the day. Sort of, did anyone ever weigh in to say what the fuck Sussudio means? Did someone write studio down and fuck up the T and then said studio and then... I can turn that into a song. Like, did you do it on a dare? Were they just like vibing in the studio, just, you know? Get some ladies up in the studio, blunts, and just like, yo man, studio. Yo, it's a studio.
Hello and welcome, it is Nina Blackwood, about 10 minutes after 1 Eastern Time on the Big 80s on 8. After enjoying some R&R, Huey Lewis and the News headed back out on tour. First show's going to be next Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they are a great band.
This lady skeleton is speaking to me! A fast moving motorcycle on the Golden Gate Bridge. Fast movers. I saw Huey Lewis in the News live at the fair. It's like he was gonna say ass, because that was what was gonna rhyme, but then he held back. Huey Lewis held back. He didn't wanna make this song dirty. Huey's a classy guy. He's like, nah, man, we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. Toll increase April 7th, this sign says. What? Fuck you. You ain't toll. Ugh. What the fuck? Fuck you, Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, I guess I gotta just, like, pay the toll and fucking like it, because what the fuck is the alternative? Like, not drive across the bridge? I go across the Bay Bridge, but if I took that route, I mean, okay, so there's no, If I took the Bay Bridge in, that would be slightly cheaper, but then I would have to come out taking the Golden Gate Bridge, and there'd be no toll going home that way. So if I go home the East Bay way, there's another toll bridge. So they hit you both ways. Those fuckers. And at the end, you hear the heart of rock and roll, and it's still beating, just like the man said. The song was not a lie. The song was not a lie.
Movie moment. Would you say that I have a plethora?
A what?
A plethora.
What is a plethora?
It's all the big 80s hits on Sirius XM.
You're just like going to butcher fucking Three Amigos quotes for your dumb fucking radio station? You dickbags. Radio edit. God. This is like my second favorite U2 song. Can't listen to that anymore. Oh, awesome. Coldplay. I feel like I should be able to, like, set certain artists as, like, hey, if this artist is on this station, just fucking skip past it.
We make a conversation. I've been thinking me and you would make a banging combination. I know that you mad. I know what I said, but my dick be arguing with my head. Are you with the bed? Well, let's go, let's break it.
Got what you want. I got what you need. My heart on my sleeve. Watch me bleed. I break out. Stranger to the team. My team is the same. You ain't really...
It's when, like, Coldplay is on or something, and I'm flipping through the channels, it just knows. It's like, oh, no, you're good. Oh, fuck this stupid fucking song. Fuck off. What's on my phone? Oh no, my phone is still trying to play that YouTube video from last night. It's not going to play. God damn it. Ugh. Everything is aligned against me. It's me against the world, like Tupac. I'm basically saying that I am Tupac. We can listen to this hot noise.
I gotta close the window before I record, cause New York don't know how to be quiet. Stand up.
I mean, you shouldn't really have windows in your studio to begin with, but... And I know bedroom studios are very popular, so... I don't know what the fuck these guys are saying. Good stuff on this phone. Just gotta dig for it, you know? Alright. Nothing on that new Beck album for me, man. This is, I don't like it. I don't like it. This Pharrell album not really doing it for me either. Oh yeah, Glenn Beck's last album was hot. That shit was fire. Just fucking just straight off the dome too. You know, just nothing. Just went in the studio, just said, play me another beat, play me another beat. So I listen to it, get going. It's like, all right, I'm ready. And just spitting. He raps about gold a little too much, though. Glenn Beck got them heaters. What if my tax preparer is not legal? What am I gonna do? Glenn Beck's new hit, The Price of Gold Is Down, But So Am I. Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound up, down. Down as fuck, and then in parentheses, the price of gold. Slap, 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 pound up, down, snap. But it's all like metaphorical because, you know, the price of gold ain't going down. Shit's going up, kid. Shit's going up. It gave way to his second single called What's Up, and then in parentheses, the price of gold, bitch. I should really check and see if there's going to be a new Death Set album anytime soon. Seems like this one has been out for a while. I know they've had some turmoil, kind of before the release of this, I guess, but... Construction through this area has just gotten more and more fucked up. Where I'm now in a makeshift lane on the wrong side of the road. This guy's got a trench coat and shorts, living my fucking the dream I wanted to live in high school. With his short black socks and his fucking boots, and you can see just a little bit of skin, just enough to know that he probably doesn't take that fucking trench coat off. Ever. I know I'm pale, but damn, son. Ankles are blinding me, kid. I got a text message. It is my intrepid roommate telling me, Jim Booney, this real estate is for you. It's free real estate. Useful information. I've not seen that man in three months. It's free real estate. My roommate, and what does he even do? He's done a lot of things. spent a year on the water. Spent a year at sea. And now he's somewhere in Nevada, I think. I shouldn't set it to ring twice.
Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. $8 might just fuck your main bitch, that's just how I feel. $8 might. Say fuck the niggas that you came with. That's just how I feel. Nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah. $8 might turn to a millionaire.
Some techniques to get my roommate to pay the rent. This is called threatening to beat him with a bat. Because I have a bat. Nah, whatever. You know, he's good for it. When he comes back into town, he settles up. Ain't that big a deal. How did I meet him? We went to high school together. He sat behind me in Spanish. And then we were public access television rivals for a brief period of time. And then we started hanging out all the time. Alright, I gotta go. I'm here. So, me and this fresh ass oil are done. So, yeah. I'll see you guys later.